The conditions in El Salvador with regards to the earthquake have changed a lot in the past 15 years, but the economic conditions are, very difficult.
And how has the country of El Salvador reacted to this announcement by our Department of Homeland Security?
Folks are pretty worried about what it would mean to have 200,000 or even over 200,000 folks return to El Salvador. 200,000 is the number of people that have TPS, but a lot of them have families, have children, even some U.S. citizen children who, also might be returned to El Salvador if there's no other action taken so that they can stay in this country.
I've spoken to people from El Salvador that cite really tremendous gang violence as a primary motivation for their coming here. Could you speak a little bit to what's going on with the gangs in El Salvador?
During the civil war in El Salvador from 1980 to 1992, many people left El Salvador because of, the violence that was happening there. And this was a civil war where the U.S. was very strongly backing with money and training the government, which was repressing the people in El Salvador. So when many people got to the U.S., they lived in more marginalized communities and were picked on by other gangs that were already there. And so some of the Salvadorans and other Central Americans started forming their own gangs. The names MS-13 and 18th Street, which are the two largest gangs in El Salvador, come from streets in Los Angeles. So then in the 90s, those gang members started to be deported back to El Salvador. And so when they got back to El Salvador, the war had just ended. Things were a little bit shaky in El Salvador, and they found fertile ground to start recruiting more gang members in El Salvador and also in Honduras and Guatemala, where those two gangs also have a large membership. A lot of the violence that happens in El Salvador is gang-related. El Salvador has one of the highest murder rates of any country not experiencing the civil war. The violence has actually been going down in the past couple of years. They've seen the murder rates drop almost in half to what they were when they peaked in 2015.
So what might be some of the consequences in the United States of this decision?
A lot of the people who have TPS have lived in this country for over 20 years. They built their lives here. They have jobs, houses, they own businesses. The fact that they are either going to have to return to El Salvador or have to live as undocumented folks here in the United States is going to really tear apart the fabric of many communities. And it really, it doesn't just affect like that individual family or that individual immigrant, but a whole community can really be affected negatively by folks leaving or, having to live more in the shadows as undocumented people.
So you mentioned that a lot of the people who have TPS have had it for more than 20 years, but if the earthquake was in 2001, was it given to people who already were in the United States?
Yeah, so TPS protects people who are already living in the United States. It doesn't give people a way to come to the United States. When the earthquake happened, those people were already here in the United States.
Some people say that extending temporary status will undermine the humanitarian service that program provides. That temporary means temporary. So what is your response to those people?
There's over 11 million immigrants who are living in this country undocumented, and they need a way to a path to citizenship. And so, whether it's people that have TPS or people that don't have TPS or all of the dreamers that have DACA, all of them need to have a way to have a path to citizenship. And so there really needs to be a humane immigration reform that gives them that path.